to As Goes Wisconsin. We are joined today by Josephine Janes, former Wisconsin Assembly candidate and current 3rd Congressional District Chair. So we're talking about how, so pretend like you don't know this for a fact because no one's really looked into it, but when you ran at 18 for Wisconsin Assembly, you were arguably the youngest candidate to ever win a contested primary in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I was challenged in the primary because, I mean,
because you're 18.
And in a district where traditionally middle-aged male farmers have always been the go-to candidate on both sides.
And you're not that.
And I'm not that.
if you're listening, she's not that.
So I was challenged in the primary, and a few people asked me, like, are you really going to stay in it? Like, they've got a serious candidate now. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm a serious candidate. The reason I ran is because I felt like I knew the community and I felt a call to serve them. You know, that community raised me. So I wanted to pay them back. So I ran and I won my primary by 12%.
Which is very impressive. And so then what, you did not win the general.
Did not.
Which I'm always impressed because I think I hadn't, when, even though I was back in Wisconsin, I hadn't heard about your race, but I knew Jacob
Malinowski's.
He was 22.
Yep.
Straight out of college, and he overperformed in his general. Who was there was another really young candidate, I think, further up north, who, like, we had a lot of really young candidates who took huge swings and actually really outperformed against what would otherwise be a gerrymandered district, that there was huge point discrepancies of what you should, like, quote unquote, should have performed. But all of you guys, I think, really showed up and ran really good campaigns and turned out more votes than what was expected.
I mean, so the district, the 96th, it's Vernon, Crawford, and then part of Monroe County. It's gerrymandered to avoid Tomah and Sparta, the two, like, main cities in Monroe County. And that's where Democrats always, it's always kind of close until Monroe County comes in and then it's a landslide for the Republicans. And it's a purple district, but it has not been blue since 1948. The last Democrat to hold that seat in the assembly was Patrick Lucey, who then went on to become governor of the state. So it was an uphill battle for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a 19-year-old woman, I got 44% of the vote and over 13,000 votes, which is more than any Democrat has ever gotten in that seat because we're in a race for that seat because we had record turnout for the presidential. And I mean, I knew that it was an uphill battle. I knew there's a possibility that I would lose, but I also knew that I could engage voters and possibly help turnout for Brad Paff running for state senate, for Ron Kind running for Congress, and for Joe Biden. I outperformed Joe Biden and Brad Paff in Crawford County.
Wow.
Did not outperform Ron Kind. Ron Kind actually won Crawford County. He's a phenomenal candidate. He knows the people. There's a reason they vote for him.
Which, I mean, that's a fairly good transition to talk about. He is retiring.
Yes.
And you are the current 3rd congressional chair, or congressional district chair. What is that role actually? It sounds like a big, like, meaty title.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty wordy title as well. So in that role, I serve on the admin committee of our state party, and then I kind of serve as a go-between for our state party and our county parties, and kind of help. I mean, in the third city, there's like 17 counties. To, you know, make sure that we're all kind of doing the same messaging, same whatever. But at the heart of it, my job is to work to elect a Democrat to the 3rd Congressional District. And when I was asked to run, I was told it was a really easy job because...
Because it's Ron Kind.
Ron Kind knows what he's doing. So as long as you stay out of his way and help him when he needs help, you're good. And I was like, I can do that. I was on the ticket with Ron Kind. I have a great working relationship with him, like... Awesome, let's go. And then 2 months after I took the position, I get a call. Hey, Josephine, it's Ron Kind. Just want to let you know I'm going to be announcing my retirement later this afternoon. And I was speechless. Like, we were on the phone and he had to go, "Are you still there?" Because I didn't know what to say. Because my entire life he's been the rep.
I think in 2020 I made a bunch of videos on down ballot candidates, and I had joked about how many terms he's been in office. And you could, even though he's a very good candidate and he's done a very good job, you know, there's ideas about term limits and stuff because he's had that job for a really long time. And so, you are young, but you're not that young to be your entire life.
Well, actually, I had a conversation with someone while I was running, and they talked about term limits and asked if I believed in them. And I was like, you know, I think obviously there's people shouldn't be in office for decades at a time. And the person said, "I agree. I think we need term limits for everyone except Ronkind." So that's the thing, is like voted for him because he gets a lot of heat from people in other parts of the state, both Republicans and Democrats, because they think he's a fence sitter, that he doesn't like to take a stand. He doesn't, you know, he's just there. He represents who votes for him.
Yeah.
You know, like, he represents his constituency phenomenally. You know, he's elected by Republicans and Democrats. So, yeah, he crosses the aisle. But that's what you want.
It's supposed to be.
You want a rep who, he doesn't just represent the people who vote for him, he represents everyone in the district. And I mean, I'm a huge fan of Congressman Kind.
Yeah. Well, when we get back, we're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour. But when we get back, I want to talk about the people who are running to take his place. And so, because there's four candidates that I think we've heard less about because of the over-indexed attention the gubernatorial and Senate race primaries are getting. But I want to go through the candidates, and then we'll talk about the Republican candidate who makes headlines often. All right, join us when we come back on As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Look not at each other's shortcomings and think not of our own.